It's March 23rd, 2024. It is 9:34 p.m. And this is my third attempt to record this log. Apparently, I have a massive issues recording in this room. Looks like I was getting a lot of RF interference, a lot of noise from the outside. It was just overall, it was just loud. Weird thing, because I plugged in my lavalier microphone, my Rode Wireless Lav 2, and I'm not getting any RF interference. I've been listening to it to make sure everything's okay, and I'm not hearing anything that's like out of the ordinary. I am getting a lot of like weird sound from the outside, but yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's just weird. Oh well. Well, again, this is my third attempt to record this log. Technology sometimes. So, I'm back in downtown Toronto. I'm actually staying at my parents' place tonight to keep my dad company. I'm still kind of sorting out my what I'm feeling right now. I'm literally sorting it out because I just don't know how I'm feeling regarding all this. It's been a very long 2 weeks, and yeah, I just felt every single emotion known to man in like in span of like 2 weeks. So I'm like mad, annoyed, and pissed off. I think all that in one day or 1 hour. Yeah, so I just don't know how I'm feeling about all this yet. They said that grieving can take longer to sort out, but I don't know. It's just a very weird situation. Like, I have friends that lost a parent before, and they said that it will take time to heal. And I finally understand why. Like, don't get me wrong, I understand why, but until you're in that situation, you're not gonna know until now, right? So it was just a very different feel of it. Yeah. Like I was mentioning that I am in downtown right now, staying with my dad's tonight. I do have to go back to my place tomorrow because it's a school night. I have a meeting in that side of town near where I live. So I have to be there tomorrow night. But I'm planning to be working downtown in the next few more weeks. So I'll be commuting back and forth to work from my parents' place just to keep everyone, just keep him, keep my dad company for a bit. I'll be splitting time between my brother, my sister, and all that good stuff, coming down here to keep him company. But at the same time, too, we're still trying to sort out all the paperwork. We have majority of the paperwork that needs to be sorted out. It's been sorted out already. We still have several paperwork that still needs to get done. For example, the bank stuff. We got to do that. They have an appointment on Monday to get that sorted out. Start closing accounts. Migrating all some of the joint accounts together into one and all that good stuff. So I'm glad that my parents' relationship with our banker is very, very solid. So he'll help that navigate through all that. Also, there's a lot of like paperwork that needs to get filed in the Philippines as well too, because my parents were born there, so they're trying to get that sorted out as well too. So as soon as that's sorted out, it'll be a lot easier to manage, get that closed and all that good stuff. My brother and my sister actually ended up spending the majority of the day yesterday, or no, 2 days ago, here at my parents' place to clean up some stuff and just sort everything out, whatever, just sort out the donation pile, clean up stuff that just clean up overall, just do a clean up and do an inventory check and make sure what we know what's actually happening, what's in the house and all that good stuff, because there's a lot of things that they just don't know. They don't know where it is. Like, for example, we're looking for the keys for the safe, and we took a few hours to find it. I ended up calling a locksmith to come in to open the safe. But as soon as I made the arrangement, they found the keys. So I'm kind of like, okay, that's good. They were very nice, though. They were really good. And we told them what happened. So they were coming up, and it's going to take them like 10 minutes to get done. They said, no, we'll come up. That's not a problem. We can definitely do that. So that was very, very nice of them to accommodate us with the current situation. So that was nice of them. And tonight I took my dad to Izakaya for the first time. That was fun. He hasn't been before. He's seen an Izakaya before in TV or just around, but he never actually ate there before. So when I brought him there, he was very surprised, because it's tapas or tapas if you watch the IT Crowd. It's just, it's lightweight. It's designed to just have it, have food in front of you, have a conversation, and with no distraction. And the good thing about the place we went to, it's called Ronin Izakaya in Baldwin Street in Toronto. They weren't rushing us to leave, and it was really nice, because I know Izakayas, you don't normally get kicked out. You're just there. If you're paying, they'll let you stay. But some places has the word Izakaya. Usually it's been considered high-end Japanese bar food restaurant, but this one, it's still pricey, but it feels a little bit more homey. There's no pressure for you to like eat and go. They're just letting you stay as long as you want, and well, while you're eating and paying, they don't care, right? It makes sense. And yeah, it was delicious. It was very, very nice. The people there were very nice. Looks like there's regulars that goes there, so that was pretty awesome. And I'm glad that we went there for dinner. We were supposed to go to a barbecue place, but we decided to try something different that he hasn't tried before, so that was pretty nice. Yeah. So speaking of different things, I actually, because I was staying here overnight, I decided to take the transit down. And when I took the bus going to the train station, when I got to the train station, that's when I found out that the trains are not moving, are not running at all this weekend for track maintenance. And we had to be packed. So they're ending up using shuttle buses to shuttle people from the train stations to downtown. And I was like, oh man, I was debating to like take a Lyft or an Uber to downtown and pay for the extra just for the convenience of it. And when I got there, I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna suck it up and just take the bus, because why not? Because it'll be a lot more comfortable, it'll be relaxed, it'll be fast, 30 minutes, so I should be there, right? When the bus arrived, it was packed. So it was a double-decker bus, so I went to the second floor, the top floor, and the only available that seats that's not sh well available row that's available is all the way to the back. But here's the thing, the back means the back, it's super tight. So when I got to my seat, it was the guy in front of me reclined his seat. His back of his seat was about 6 inches away from my face. It was the most uncomfortable thing ever. And I will never do that ever again. If ever means to take a car or take a like the train or a bus that's not a double decker bus. Yeah, I'll take it. But if it's a double decker bus like that, a shuttle, I'm not taking that because going home tomorrow, I have to take the bus again. But I decided, I was talking to the wifey earlier, that I'm definitely taking the like a Lyft or Uber back home because I am not going to take that bus again because it was the most uncomfortable thing ever. Granted, it's only 30 minutes, but still, it was still pretty uncomfortable. So, yeah, no way I'm be doing that. Wow, that's just sad. Sad state of affairs in that one, right? Excuse me. Okay, I'm gonna go get ready for bed, and hopefully this recording is good now. Because I don't feel like doing take four of my log. Good night, guys.